The country's largest coal company is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. St. Louis-based Peabody Energy cited an unprecedented industry downturn in announcing the move, and it comes after a number of other bankruptcies in the industry. Julie Neiman is an energy analyst with Smith Moore & Company. She's with us from St. Louis. And Julie, Peabody had warned that it may need to file for bankruptcy, but tell us more about why this is happening now.
Well, 50 coal companies so far have gone bankrupt. This is number 51, so it's just a long conga line here of a whole energy sector that is going into bankruptcy. Long-term viability, obviously, is very much at stake here. It's due to a number of reasons. You know, probably the biggest one is environmental regulations. Most of the utilities are going to have to put additional scrubbers on. The lack of, quote, clean coal available is very low. And you've got the biggest competitor, natural gas, being very competitive now, and it doesn't have all those EPA problems as well. One of the biggest purchasers of coal had been China. China now has a surfeit of absolutely everything. In fact, they're selling a lot of their commodities back into the commodity market, depressing commodity prices even further. So it is just the worst confluence that the coal industry could experience. Real problems ahead, and there's no turnaround even close.
But this company has been around for more than 100 years. How is this going over in St. Louis, where it's based?
It was expected. They telegraphed the punch for some time here that they were trying for reorganization. They've been negotiating with a secured and unsecured creditors here. They will have sufficient debtor-in-possession financing to keep on with operations. So there's not going to be any immediate situation in terms of changes of jobs available in St. Louis. Of course, most of the jobs are out at the mines. So Peabody will continue on as it is. They're going to be selling off assets. But the biggest problem is the potential buyers of assets are in trouble as well. So it's a case of you've got an asset that nobody wants to buy. It's going to be renegotiation both of pensions and renegotiation of debt that's out there before they can reemerge.
Is it possible to be a successful coal company these days? Is anybody left in the industry that looks like they've got a good future?
With Peabody being the largest one and one of the best run, it's going to be a huge problem even finding alternatives here. Honestly, I don't think there's anybody out there who can rescue them. This is all in the hands of the bankers.
And what about for energy consumers, all of us, who, you know, you look at the numbers, it was 45% in 2011 was how much of the power grid in the U.S. is fueled by coal. It is now lower than that. But we're still relying on coal to some degree.
We are, and the price of coal is very, very low. We're going to continue to get fairly cheap energy out of coal. The biggest problem, of course, is the EPA regulatory pressure right now on coal that's going to make it uncompetitive with natural gas. So you're going to see many utilities in the process of converting over to natural gas. So this means long-term, coal is going to have big problems. But it is long-term. It's not an instant switch over to a different fuel right now.
What about alternative fuels, solar, wind, things like that? Will they benefit from the decline of coal companies like this?
The only way those fuels are really competitive right now is if they have special tax breaks, all of which are running off. Right now, on a kilowatt hour, they are not competitive with all the traditional forms of energy. So unless it's subsidized, and they really don't even measure on the Richter scale. There's absolutely no alternative right now to the major coal burners, to natural gas, and of course to oil. No alternatives that are viable at the moment.
That's Julie Neiman, an energy analyst with Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis, which is also the home of Peabody Energy, the largest coal company in this country, which is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Julie, thanks for joining us.
You bet.